I'm going to call to order the Judiciary Finance and Policy Committee. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd. There is currently two bills on the agenda, House File 80 and House File 1160. It's just been brought to my attention that their leadership is still working out the path for the omnibus bills, considering Representative Paymar and my committees are in the same jurisdiction as one committee in the Senate. And so I'm going to be removing House File 80 from the agenda, as that actually may end up being the vehicle bill come Tuesday. So I just want folks to know that the DE amendment will be, of course, the contents, but if House File 80 becomes the vehicle bill, then the policy of that bill would end up being added to the DE amendment. So at this point, I'm just then going to do a walkthrough of the proposed Judiciary Policy and Finance Bill. We're not planning to take testimony today. We just want everyone to get the information about what's in the bill. Amendments then would be due Monday by 2:15 to my committee administrator. And then Tuesday, we will be hearing the bill, taking public testimony, voting on any amendments, and voting on the bill. So any questions from members? We do currently have a quorum, so I would take a motion on the minutes. Do we have any minutes?
I'll move the minutes from April 2nd.
Representative Moline moves the minutes from April 2nd. Any comments or questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. All right, Representative Moline, do you want to chair while I walk through the bill?
Representative Hillstrom to House File 1160.
Thank you. Members, I want to work off the DE1-4 as well as the spreadsheet that should be in your packets. Members, there was a basic small amendment that was sent out to members and reposted on the website. The previous spreadsheet that you had received was $22,000 off. And so that $22,000 has been corrected and just been added to the specialty courts. So I just wanted you to know that from the spreadsheet that you had seen before, there's a small difference. And then I'll just walk through the bill if that's okay, Madam Chair.
Representative Hillstrom, would you like to move your amendment?
Not. Representative Moline, or Madam Chair, I think at this point I don't want to move the amendment. I just want to talk about it because we're not going to be voting on the amendment today. And because we, as I discussed previously, the vehicle may have to change. I just want to walk through the bill, and then we'll actually do the formal actions at the hearing on Tuesday.
Okay.
So, members, I'd like to start by saying that this bill primarily includes the governor's recommendations. However, rather than the 4% increase for judges, as was recommended by the governor, this has a 3% increase for judges. The only additional items that are in this bill is that there is a 1% increase to maintain core functions in the sections of the bill that are not the the court and that are not the public defense board. So your civil legal services receives a 1% increase over the base of the recommendation that the governor had, as well as the other items. And you can see that on the lines in gray, and it is maintain core operations is the line and the title on each of those.
Members, in addition to those items, there is additional resources to the public defenders that are put on in this bill, $1.9 million in 2014 and $1.9 million in 2015. And members, the reason for those additional resources is currently the public defenders have a $75 attorney registration fee that they receive as part of the public defenders funding, and that is due to expire. And it is my intention, and hopefully the committee's intention, to actually fund the $1.9 million in 2014 and $1.9 million in 2015. That funds approximately 25 public defenders, and I ask that this committee would actually pay to fund that. In addition, there's additional specialty court funding of $975,000 in 2014, and then this is where the adjustment was made of the $22,000. And if I could actually get Mr. Walls to basically talk about that. Mr. Walls, we're talking about the $22,000 error and then where you added it in so that members can specifically see that error.
Madam Chair, if members were to look on the very first page on the year 2015 in the House column on line 7, in the year 14, the total for the Supreme Court operations had picked up the negative 22. In 2014, but the cell formula did not pick it up in 2015. So that was corrected, which saved the committee $22,000. That fell to the bottom line. So on the spreadsheet on line 70, for additional specialty court funding was increased by $11,000 each year.
So, members, and then in addition, Representative Moline had a bill that talked about judge reimbursement and the implementation for, in particular, housing for judges in the Court of Appeals who live in Greater Minnesota. That is in the bill at $46,000 in 2015 and $115,000 in 2016. So, members, given that our original budget target out of the general fund was only $30 million. In order to be able to fund the items that are on this spreadsheet, we needed to look at increasing fees within our jurisdiction. Originally, the amount of money that was, again, requested from the Supreme Court was $34 million. That was over the base. And when you added in the other items that the governor had requested for the public defenders and other areas that are within our jurisdiction, that overbase increase request was $44 million. The amount we received was $30 million from the general fund, and anything we wanted to spend over that, we needed to raise within our budget. So where the fee increases are that actually fund the items in this bill, you'll find on starting on line 159 of the spreadsheet, there is a bond reinstatement fee that was House File 744. This will generate $65,000 in 2014 and $194,000 in 2015. Then you have the criminal traffic surcharge, which is a $15 increase. And that generates $5.557 million in 2014 and $7.436 million in 2015. And then there is the conciliation court graduated fees, which we heard as a bill. That makes $110 for cases that are filed between $1,000 and $4,999. And then $125 to file cases from $5,000 to $10,000, and $150 to file a case between $10,000 and $15,000. That generates $1.673 million in 2014 and $2.311 million in 2015. The only other item that is an increase in fees is for court technology. Members, we've had discussion about a special revenue fund to pay for the update of court technology for partners, in particular the public defenders, and technology that's used by pro se defendants. And this would set up a special revenue fund. Originally, I had talked about a $5 fee, but we are doing $2 in this bill, which would generate $2.538 million in 2014 and $3.046 million in 2015. Remember, that is the bill. The language of the DE1 amendment reflects that. The only other items that I think are of note, the language, of course, just implements this spreadsheet, except there is a rider that we have added to the bill that basically tells the public defenders that they need to pay for the transcripts for items that they currently have already had the transcripts done and that they need to make certain to pay that bill. The public defender's office is usually short on transcript dollars. And with that, I would stand for questions.
Representative O'Neill.
I just have a small clarification question. You had said, I'm sorry if the, Mr. Walls. Thank you. Now I can see it. Mr. Walls, did you say that it was just on one of the columns that 22,000 had dropped off, or was it across the board? Because when I look across the difference from the spreadsheet we had before to the current spreadsheet, it's 22,000 higher in the tails as well.
Mr. Walls.
Madam Chair, Representative O'Neill, the only error I was aware of was on in year 2015. 2015, as you can see, is if you look at 2016 and 17, the base number is the same. The maintained core operations is the same. The $22,000 savings is the same, and the totals are the same in 15, 16, and 17. I believe the only one that was changed was in 2015.
Representative O'Neill.
So the spreadsheet, at least from the original one that we had before the meeting, is 22, compared to the new one, is 22,000 more for the 14-15 biennium and the 16-17 biennium. So that's 44,000 different, not 22.
Mr. Walls.
Representative O'Neill, are you saying in under Supreme Court?
Under
it's $22,000 difference?
The specialty courts?
The specialty courts were raised $11,000 a year per year and were raised in the tails as well.
Representative O'Neill.
Okay. So it was raised in the tails as well, but there was only one error in one of the years in 2015 for $22,000. So how do we get more in the tails then?
Mr. Walls.
Madam Chair, Representative O'Neill, the committee has a target that applies to the 14 and 15 biennium and suggested parameters for 16 and 17. There is no budget resolution that applies to 16 and 17. So the increase to the specialty courts was made permanent.
Okay. Other questions from members? Representative Drazkowski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Hillstrom, any idea the special revenue fund, can we do that in the general fund instead, or does it have to be in the special revenue fund, and can you outline why if it does?
Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Drazkowski. My budget target was about the general fund. And if we did it in the general fund and raised that $2 in the general fund, that would put me over my budget target. And I then would have to also set up a board here in the legislature to determine who should be making decisions about how that money is spent. And because the court is really the one that's going to be implementing, I thought that them setting up who should be the partners making the determination on how that money should be spent was actually a better place for that decision to be made. And that's the other reason for a special revenue fund.
Representative Drazkowski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Hillstrom. Mr. Walls, the numbers I have then that I've penciled out, I don't know if they're correct, and I want to just check with you. the amount above the base that this budget would represent, 52.85 million. Is that in the ballpark?
Mr. Walls.
If you add the special revenue fund in, I'm sorry. That's with the special revenue fund.
Mr. Walls.
Madam Chair, Representative Drazkowski, the committee was granted $30 million in general fund over the base. In addition to that, we raised 17 and a quarter in general fund revenues and are now raising $5.6 million in special revenue fund. That total is 22 plus 30, 52. I'm sorry, is that what you had asked?
Representative Drazkowski.
It was, and thank you, Madam Chair and Mr. Walls.
Any other questions from members? Representative Paymar.
Madam Chair, I'm not going to, I'm just going to restate a comment that I made and that I've made before in this committee about the increases in fees, and I certainly understand the predicament when you're dealt a target that doesn't adequately fund the courts. And you know, I just, I've been in the legislature a while now and have seen the use and misuse of fees for a long time. And, you know, I had a bill earlier that I ended up having to pull on the Auto Theft Prevention Board that is a little fee that is on your car insurance that you pay, I think, 50 cents every time you get your license renewed, and that goes into the car theft prevention account for prosecutors and law enforcement to use, and it was a good program. Well, where's all the money going now? It's going into the, part of it's going for its intended purposes, and part of it's going into the general fund. The same thing with the fire safety account, and I've been, you know, we raid these accounts, we take these accounts, and I back in during one budget crisis, I'm trying to remember exactly when it was it in 2003 or 2005, I think when the GOP was in control, you raised fees by $90 million. And then when we had a deficit, when I was the chair, we raised fees by $50 million. It was enormous. And we keep raising fees. And if you look at the history, we are just, this is the way that we're now supporting core functions of government. More and more we're moving in this direction that it's fee-based. And I'm pleased that there are not as many fee increases that I thought there might be, but when you think about some of these surcharges that are at, you know, that's $13 million over the biennium with an additional $15 traffic surcharge. And I worry about, you know, that this is the way we're now funding government, is that we'll see less money coming from the general fund, and then chairs will have to look at creative ways of raising fees. But, you know, the public pays for all of this. You're paying for this. When I was chair, we increased a parking surcharge of $12. So you can say, well, if you're stupid enough to let your meter run out, you should pay the extra surcharge. But all of this money starts to add up when you talk about just general living. And maybe Representative Hillstrom is hearing different from people who use the criminal justice system, but more and more lawyers are saying that these fees are becoming unsustainable and making it difficult to access the criminal justice system. And I don't frankly know what the impact of these the fee increases on the conciliation court, what that will translate into. But I just have to say I'm troubled by this direction that the legislature is taking on fee increases. I haven't decided what I'm going to do about it because I don't know where we would get the revenue fund from, but I hope at some point we can have a broader discussion about, you know, when is enough, when enough is enough, and who this is impacting.
Are there any other questions from members? Any further discussion? Seeing none, thank you, Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And again, members, we will be figuring out what the actual vehicle bill number will be, whether it will be 1160 or if it will be the other bill that was removed from the agenda today. And again, part of that is negotiations based on the lining up of committees between the House and the Senate being different. So with that, just remember to turn in your amendments to the committee before Monday at 2:15. We'll be hearing our budget bill on Tuesday and voting on that at the end of the day. And then Wednesday will likely be our last hearing, and we will be hearing Representative Liebling's civil commitment bill in this committee.
Thank you, Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you.
And members, we are adjourned.